Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we were taught that in all of our trials, we should always seek the Lord for the solution. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And Jesus let us know that the Old Testament scriptures testify to him. Just like Saul, we have a problem that's too big for us to handle. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes me and that includes you. And Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin, which we've all done, is death." That is final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire, with no chance of escaping, without any chance of ceasing to exist. Well, to fight that giant yourself, you would have to go to hell and rise up from it on your own power. You'd find out that you don't go to heaven by weighing your good against your bad. The Bible nowhere teaches that. That is a doctrine of the devil. In Ephesians 4, 9 and 10, we find out that somebody did fight that for. Now, he that ascended, that is, went up into heaven, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. And when Jesus died, his body was in a tomb, but his spirit went down into the lower parts of the earth. And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Yes, Jesus Christ re-entered his body, rose up from the dead, and made his body eternal. Now, if you can do that, if you can die, go to hell, let your spirit re-enter your body, raise it up, make your body eternal, you don't need Jesus. But if you can't do that, then you need Jesus. You see, you need Jesus. And he's our substitute. David was a substitute for the Israeli army to go against the giant. And Jesus is our substitute. In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me." My friend, there are not many roads to heaven, as some are teaching today. Only Jesus Christ is the way. Some say, well, if he's a good Mormon, if he's a good Catholic, if he's a good Muslim, if he's a good Hindu, if he's a good... No. Jesus said, "I am the way." Listen, you don't go to heaven by being a good Baptist. You don't go to heaven by being a good so-called fundamentalist. You go to heaven only through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Sometimes there are problems in the home, the business, that grow too big, and we begin to search for help because we are perplexed in what to do. I've heard people say, "I found God. I searched for him and I found God." 1 John 4:19 says we love him because he first loved us. No, the Lord arranged things for you to come after him, made it to where you started, desiring him with your heart. Well, David was there, and Saul hears about David and sends for him. Now, the Sauls and the unsaved need to hear about the root and offspring of David, the Lord Jesus Christ, from a witness. And just like Saul heard from a witness the words of David, Christian, you are the witness that sent from the Lord. And as David was sent by his Father, Jesus Christ was sent by the Father God to be the Savior of the world. And my friend, we need to witness and tell the world. We need to tell the souls. We need to tell the world, Jesus is the deliverer. Christ has come and has dealt with the giant of sin. But you must call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. And you'll notice David gives words to Saul in verse 32. Now there, we find that he says, "And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight this Philistine." You might say, blessed assurance. Now, King Saul may be looking at David and said, this guy's a kid. And he's going to go and fight for us, fight for me, preserve us, preserve me. And he may have looked with disdain on those words. I don't know. But I do know this. The Lord Jesus says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He promised that no man could pluck us out of his hand. So I think it's just as well that we take that blessed assurance and trust it. And David is trying to give these people some assurance there in verse 32. You see, we'll find out when we get to the end of this life that in all of our need, he was there all the time. Hebrews 13:5 again, he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Oh, listen, Christian, God wants to take care of you. Now, if you're not sure if you died today, heaven's your home. In John 6:37, Jesus said, him that comes to me, I'll in no wise cast out. In John 3:16, he said, for whosoever, for God so loved the world, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That whosoever is you is her, and it's me. Yes, David is a revelation or a type of that righteous rock. Him, Jesus, in whom there is no unrighteousness. Jesus, who is impeccable, unchangeable. In him is no shadow of turning. As Hebrews 13:8 says it so well, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Now we see David's resume of faith and faithfulness in verses 33 through 37. Let's read those. It says here, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth. And he, a man of war, from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of the mouth. When he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine, shall he be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God? And David said, moreover, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee. I like that. You know, he realized, well, wait a minute, I can't argue with that. Can you imagine Goliath, as big as he is? He can't beat a lion and a bear. One-on-one, they're going to kill him. David said, I went after him. Now, we see a contrast here. David and Saul contrast for his faith and flesh, the seen and the unseen. Saul is leaning on sight. That is on the flesh. And so he says, you're but a youth. I remember in high school, and that's back in the mid-60s, that there was a little guy about 5'6" at best. I don't know if he broke 100 to 110 pounds. But boy, I tell you, to watch him, he was as mean as a snake. I saw him fight guys that were over 6 foot tall, over 200 pounds, and tear them apart. Now, if you were a betting man, you didn't know them, you wouldn't bet on them. But you see, you cannot always go by sight. Well, Satan is a deceiver. The Bible tells us that he acts as an angel of light. Oh, but his is not the true light. Now, you'll notice Saul's thought process. You, Youth? You're youth. Can't you see him thinking, he's just a choir boy. He plays the harp. He's in the band because he can't play football, basketball, and baseball. He's just a sheep herder. Dumb kid, can't do anything else. But Goliath is a man of war since his youth. Besides the size difference. So humanly, David cannot confront Goliath with the hope of victory. But David is doing his father's will in the power of the Spirit, not the flesh. David's resume is a faithfulness. He took the lamb out of the mouth. You ever try to use your bare hand to take food from a dog's plate? David takes it from a bear. And then he grabs it by the beard and kills it. That is tremendous. Again, David is as a type of Christ. David was sent, to begin with, by his father to tend sheep, and now to the army. Christ was sent to us by the Father. In John chapter 20, verse 21, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And so we have another type of Christ here. You know, sheep seem like a little thing. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 23, his Lord saith unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful, a servant, over a few things, just small things, what that mean? I'll make thee ruler over many things. Instead of a servant, you'll be a king. Instead of small things, there'll be great things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. My friend, do whatever God has given you to do with your whole heart. Do it with your might. Put your life on the line for our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what Christ has done in the past and realize God changeth not. He can do it again. And as David was told what happened in the past, it can happen again. You'll notice verse 36, David refers to him as an uncircumcised Philistine. Again, the Philistine is a picture of sin and the world, a false religion. Sin and worldliness does not come from life. It comes from sin and Satan.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.